Now, here we are back at the wireless, 18 minutes past 11, and I've been joined in the studio by Colin Maxwell from Job Finder. Colin, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Ivan.
And you have a job that many people would go, ooh, could you not have gone for an easy one? You have to find jobs for people. So how's the market at the minute? Is it buoyant or is it still a bit iffy?
The market's actually quite buoyant at the moment, Ivan. You know, we, as any job finder, have over 4,000 jobs on our site at any one time. And it's a wide range of jobs as well. You know, it's from chefs to very specialist positions across engineering, IT and accountancy, and just to name but a few.
Yeah, IT seems to be the one that people of a certain age all gravitate towards. And you're saying there are jobs available there. Is that a fallacy that I'm trotting out here, or do people of a certain age like the IT jobs?
No, I mean, IT is a very, very competitive sector with us. There's lots and lots of jobs on offer out there. And we have a lot of companies that have moved over to Northern Ireland, such as, you know, Allstate, CME Group, you know, Citigroup, who are all looking for very specialist positions in IT. So there are a lot of positions there. And it's just having that very specialised role, it's trying to find the right person is key for those companies.
Now, you're saying you have jobs up on your website, right? So people can go on and have a look and so on. But if you want to help somebody get a job, you're going to need some profiling information, surely, about them.
Well, I mean, the thing is with any job finder, it's got a great user experience on the site. Users can easily search for jobs by sector, by job title or location. You know, we promote jobs of the week, the latest jobs that come onto the site. We send out email alerts to clients, or to candidates rather, who request them. So they're notified every day of the latest jobs in the sector or the profession of their choice. And as well as searching for jobs, we offer a lot of advice and news and tips for interview skills and how to find that perfect job. It's all on the site, all there.
First impressions, always very important, aren't they? If somebody's going for an interview, they need to look the part, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, some of the tips that I would give is, you know, absolutely dress appropriately for the job. You know, you want to look good and think about the role that you're going for. Another thing is get really well prepared. I mean, don't just turn up for a job not knowing anything about the company or anything about the role. You know, that's very important. So do your research. And also, very importantly, I mean, arrive on time. That's key. Don't be late.
Yeah, don't be late. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold here this morning, which is not the job. You haven't got somebody who could sort that out for me on your books,
not,
have you?
Unfortunately not.
No, so, I mean, at the moment, if you look at the market out there, what sort of companies are doing the most recruiting at the moment?
Well, I mean, we are a generalist job site, which means we cover every type of job out there. So whether you're a 16-year-old entering the market for the first time, or a university graduate, you know, trying to get into a new role, or someone who's progressing their career, looking for the next step, you know, we've got something for everyone. So, I mean, the types of companies out there are from, I mean, chefs, for example, are very in demand at the moment. So you've got hotels and restaurants all across Northern Ireland looking for those type of people.
It's a huge sector now, isn't it?
It's a massive sector. And the restaurants and hotels that I speak to very much are all struggling to get really good chefs who will commit to work for them. So that's very much in demand. But as well, as I mentioned, IT, engineering, accountancy, and also legal. You know, there's a big demand for the legal profession here as well. But so the market, as I said before, is quite buoyant. There's lots there if you've got the skill sets to match.
And in this buoyant market, I mean, do people come to you and say, do you know what? I've got a reasonable job at the minute. I've been quite happy in it, but I'm thinking maybe I could do with a change. Can you help there?
We can. I mean, as I say, you know, people use our site as a way to find jobs, and we're not a recruitment consultancy, so they don't phone us and ask us to find them a job. We provide the platform for them to look for jobs themselves, and we do everything we can to help them. And the site will constantly be developing. In 2017, we're planning lots of new developments and new ways to try and help people find jobs easier and us help them in a better way.
So what's next for you then? 2017, just round the corner. What do you see as the next big thing in your world?
Well, in our world, we have a number of very strong relationships in the local marketplace. We're partnering with the local universities here to help graduates find positions. You know, we're very close relationship with the Chartered Institute of Personnel Directors, so we're working with companies trying to provide them with a platform to find people. And as well as that, we're also striving to continually develop our user experience on the site. So you're going to see a lot of developments with NIJobFinder, a lot of changes in that platform, and just trying to get it, make it easier for job seekers to find work. We'll certainly be striving to move with the times and develop our site accordingly.
Before I let you go, I have to say congratulations, first of all. I know you've won a couple of awards. Gratifying as that is, are you making a stick to beat yourself with there?
Well, we have to keep challenging ourselves, and we have to keep going further and keep trying to be better than we are. We can't stand still. It's something we shouldn't be doing. But yeah, we're delighted to win the best regional online job board in the UK at the National Online Recruitment Awards. I mean, there was 600 job boards across the whole of the UK competing for awards in that event. And we're very thankful to have won it. So, but again, can't be complacent. 2017's coming, and we hope to win it again. So we're going to have to work hard to do that.
The film industry has the Oscars, and your industry has the Noras,
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You won a Nora.
We won a Nora. That's right. So we're delighted. We're absolutely delighted.
What does Nora stand for?
Well, Nora stands for the National Online Recruitment Awards. So it's been going for a number of years, and you'll find recruitment consultancies, job boards, both national and regional, and all kinds of recruitment organisations compete to win that award. It's very prestigious. And again, I say we're just very thankful, and it's just a testament to the whole of the team at NIJobFinder that we've won that award. There's a lot of people that actually make that site work, both from the commercial and technical and editorial perspective. So it's a very, very much a team effort and a team win.
Did you come to this industry yourself through working in it in a more conventional way back in the day, or did you come to it from an IT perspective and move into this area?
I'm a newspaper man through and through. I started off in the newspaper business over 20 years ago and sold advertising both across in England and over here, and was moved into the job finder section, which was a supplement at the time of its heady days, when it was 24 pages of broadsheet pages and full of jobs. And the market has just changed dramatically, and the digital area has grown immensely. So now people are searching for jobs online as well as the paper. The paper's still there, and the paper's still very valued, and people still like that. But online is just growing so much, and I think I've just naturally moved into that arena. But certainly from an advertising stroke newspaper background.
You're a new media man now, though.
I'm a new media man now.
All right. Hey, Colin, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Coming in.
Thank
Cheers.
You, Evan.
Bye-bye.